You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., the founder of the Body Regeneration Method. And I am here to empower you and teach you how to connect to the God consciousness like you've never connected before. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine science, spirituality, and ministry to help you unlock the secrets within so you can finally let go of what's holding you back. If you are truly ready to break free and bring in the new and stop wasting your time, join me and together let's unlock your superpowers so you can live your extraordinary life. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. Yes, we are live. Yes, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. The world is going a little bit sideways. The reason I say science, spirituality, and ministry, why did I have to look at them all? Because I had to understand the science of what was going on in our bodies, how we're creating this chaos in the world, getting out of fear, getting into peace. And when I kind of overrode that, I understood that, yeah, we got to understand a lot of science. But guys, it's time to get right. It's time to get right with the God of your understanding. And literally, I also know what it's like to not really have a strong connection or faith. I didn't have any of that. We're all stuck in our homes. I don't know where you are if you're in lockdown. I know we just got a state of emergency where I am, so you can't go too far. I think you go for walks. It's not like a can't go outside and for just necessities. So I want to just thank that hand of God for people that are stuck where you're in necessities. It's a time to really come together and spread our light. A lot of us that are here, if you're here, you're probably saying, I need to wake up. And we've really been spending time, you know, that's what we've been doing. I've been doing it for 17 years, learning how the body works, learning how energy works, understanding how we create, how we can come to create a better world. So although this looks like chaos and people are panicking and buying toilet paper, what if there's actually a better version of this world that can come forward? And although people can have whatever they say, you know, the social media is crazy. What we've done in our community, because we have a great community. I was in tears today. We've been going overboard because we need to. This is the time to be there for each other. Are you going to be the problem or the solution? The problem is sitting at home. The problem is hoarding. The problem is fear. The problem is worry. The solution is saying, I'm here. We got each other. Let's lift each other up. Let's see how we can come together in unity and spread our light. We've all been in this sort of training ground, I like to call it. And the reason I call it a training ground is we have been here to understand how we can change things for the better. And now every one of you that's been working in bettering yourself and bettering humanity, this is your call. This is a time, if you say, what's my purpose? This is your purpose, to not be in fear, to come out there and to say, how can I show you a better way? If you are on my website, tracylclark.com, I encourage you to go and sign up for the newsletter. Why? Tonight at 7 o'clock, I'm going to be doing a free webinar again. I've been hopping on with our Miraculous Academy, Effortless Academy, teaching them different things around what's happening on the energy of finance, what's happening on the energy of, you know, just yourself, change, transition, how you can move through this with more ease and grace. But the one tonight, we're going to also be asking, just like here, you can call in, we can have a conversation. But the one tonight, you're going to be able to ask a lot of questions. I'm going to work with you. It's going to be a very free flowing. We're going to shift the energy together. We're going to get your bodies very centered and neutral, uplift you into peace, clean up some of that immune system so it's nice and strong during all of this. Because fear creates a very quick energetic bump in your immune system, which pulls it down. People don't realize that fear and stress, not our friends, right? So that's what happens. So it's really, really important during this time. And I just want to open this up. So if you are on the website and you've signed up for the newsletter, you're given a passcode and you're given a login ID. That takes you to a membership. It's just where things are happening. That's that homepage. People forget about that. On that homepage are the login details. You sign up for the webinar, you go, but you got to sign up until it says thank you. And then you're going to get, you'll get a login information. If you didn't get the login information, it means you haven't signed up fully. So the beautiful thing, we put everything online. We've had it online for a long time to help you. So some of the things to understand right now during this big transition And I've been talking about this for a long time, but for our new listeners, and I'll start to shift the energy for you guys, is to really understand that we are coming into a new way of being, a new way of living. I'm actually very excited to see some of this transition. I'm not all doom and gloom, like a lot of people are very doom and gloom. I think we're now heading, if you've been preparing and understanding and following the energy, you know, you can't be in the doom and gloom. Through chaos really comes beauty and rebirth. And it's really important to understand that. I thank the hand of God for that. But also, I'm having my friend John Angela Mills is coming on next week. And we're going to be talking about why it's really important not to have your connection to God. This is really interesting. This time now, whatever the God of your understanding is, this is the time now where people are like, please, please, and they're all praying. Well, you know, this is not, yes, okay, jump on board, but this is a way of living. This is, people say to me, Tracy, how did you transform your life? I live this way. I'm thanking the God universe mind every day. I'm thanking for change and transition. I'm helping people. I'm serving. I'm just going out there. And this is, if you want to get right and you want to really up your life in the next 10 years, you got to get right with whatever that is for you, however that looks like, that connection much bigger than you. You got to do it. Without that connection bigger than you, you're going to feel lost. And the beauty is the more you have that connection, the more understanding, clarity. You know, I was saying this to my Miraculous Academy the other day. You can have all the knowledge in the world, all the knowledge. But if you don't have connection and awareness, you're hooped. So it's not about swirling the purple light, and it's not about woo woo hoo woo and dancing with chickens on your head. That's not what it's about. It's about connecting into what your heart is saying, connecting into your intuition, connecting to how can you better yourself and humanity. And through that comes great change. One of the things I want to really, so tune into that show. I'm so excited to have her here. We're going to really talk about that God connection. You know, one of the things too that people forget around the world is if you just think about for an instant, I know lots of people are talking about, one of the things I don't like is how fast, government shut down the world. I think that's pretty kind of scary in my opinion. But I think out of there is going to come some really cool stuff. You can see it energetically. I was talking a long time ago, years ago, and even a couple of years ago again, how I'd walk into malls and I would see them like empty, like nobody there. And even my kids were like, you're crazy. And I'm like, I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. And see, even we're moving to more online. We're moving to more online shopping, virtual TV. You know, you can watch the football game in your room and have all the players as if those holograms. Those are coming. Better technology is coming. And so I was talking about that. So out of this kind of fire, when anything really changes, it hasn't worked. The way the world has been, it hasn't worked. We've had more poverty and more lack and more scarcity in the world. I'm talking in the world in general. So, you know, it's really time that we come and this change, and we can take this opportunity to create that change. If you're out of fear, you can take it by really going within and saying, what can you do to change your life? What can you do to take lead of your life? Thank you, God. I have that great tool. Everybody says they're using it. Right? I go, thank you, God, reset, let go. Thank you, God, reset, let go, as you're touching the heart. But this is where you're also going to be very tested. Are you fear-filled or faith-filled? Like, so tested. So this is where you got to decide and say, okay. And it's normal. It's normal to get caught up into that fear for a little bit. So normal. Because what happens is when you're in that fear space, you can just, you know, walk outside, or if you've listened to too much news. So come back into the community. I invite you to come in our community, share everything, because when we come together, even if it's online, we're not alone. Guys, we're not alone. And you got to understand you're not alone. You can take this time and reevaluate your whole life. Imagine, like, what do you really want to do? So many people, I was just saying on a Facebook Live quickly before I popped on, so many people are like, Tracy, I want to stay home. I want to be with my kids more. I want to be with my husband more. Some people are like, I don't want to be with my husband or wife more. So this is time to get real, you know? Thank you, God. Like, this is that time. And so now you got it. You got 2 weeks. So then people get 2 weeks and they're like, oh my God, but they're still going to make sure things are taken care of. You have to trust that. Don't go into the panic and the fear of that. Things will just readjust. But here's also the understanding is that as we're going, my neighbors are renovating, so you're going to hear them. They've decided during this time to renovate. That's fine. They can be noisy. I guess somebody's working. I don't know how long, but somebody's working. So this, as I say, this is a time to reevaluate. do you want to be in that relationship? If not, and you're in close quarters with them, you're going to know by the end of this 2 weeks, and then you're going to have to make a real choice and get real. Do you want to really not look at your financial situation anymore and hand it over? Do you want to become the authority of your money, which I always promote you should? You need to understand the knowledge and the awareness. Got to do it. Thank you, God. I got that a long time ago. We pass that on to you. Do you want to understand your body, your health, your connection to the beautiful God of your understanding, how you can work with it? This is a time to go in and sit and be still. This is a time to connect with the people you love and to tell them you love them and embrace them and uplift them. This is why you're also getting that breath. And if you tune into the world energetically, I will tell you guys, it's like, oh, it's so calm. Everything is just calm. It's like, so energetically, is there panic in people? Yes. But the way things have stopped and moving and energy, everything's calmed down. So it's beautiful to see that. So I just want to thank that hand of God for you, for coming into the community, for allowing us to support and help and lift each other up. People like, Tracy, are you sleeping? No, I haven't slept a lot because there's a lot of downloads and information coming. Thank you, God. But also, I did last night. I had a great sleep, actually. But I don't care. I'm not tired. It's not about sleeping. It's about catching up with this energy and letting go of what doesn't serve you. You know, this is the time. And I want to thank that kind of God of increasing. No more whining. No more complaining. What doesn't serve you? And where are you not taking action in your life? This is the time. Because I'm sorry, can you imagine now if you're going to be in close quarters with somebody, you're like, I should have left this relationship years ago. Yeah, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. And a lot of this stuff that I see shaking out, it's amazing because it's like coming out of a blender. It's flying out, but it has to. It has to shake out. So we have lived in a world that didn't function. It didn't function. It didn't help humanity. And if we stay in that light and we keep lifting each other up and we stop backstabbing and stop comparing and stop getting in competition and start coming together and helping and uplifting and serving, thank you, God, we're going to have supernatural breakthroughs. And I always say to my community, take that energy in with you. You're going to have supernatural breakthroughs in your life and watch the miraculous things that will unfold. And other people, you'll be able to show them the way. Imagine you can show them the way to a better way of living, a better way of living. We don't need all this stuff. Like a lot of you said, I don't even know how to shop anymore. So you might shop online, but I can't see those businesses maintaining long-term that are in these big shopping malls. I haven't seen it for years. It was kind of weird. You know, my kids always laughed at me. They're like, Mom, why do you got all this food? I'm like, because we'll need it one day. And then now they're like, oh my God, you were right. You don't need, like, it was just natural. Have a couple of weeks worth of food. You should normally, especially if you live in a cold climate. So don't hoard. Don't hoard. You don't need to hoard. You're going to create hyperinflation. If you're hoarding and pulling everything off the shelves, rather than just going about it normally, the stores are going to stay open for necessities. But a lot of things, if you're hoarding, you're creating, you're involved in that energy of fear if you're hoarding. So you're contributing into it. So you're not a solution. So be responsible. Yes, have a couple of weeks on hand. Most people, you can, you know, potatoes and pasta and, you know, good foods. If you go through your cupboards, most of you do have enough stuff for a couple of weeks. So get what you require and allow everybody to have something. That's about serving. That's about giving. And if you hoard it and your neighbor maybe not have anything and you know it, then get out there and change the energy. Go give it to somebody. Go help somebody. Like, that's what it's about. And the more you step up into service right now, I'm going to thank that hand of God, the more you're going to get. So I think we're going to miss all our breaks today. I want to get to some of your calls. Let's just see what's happening here. I think we have Laura from Oakville. Is that right, Zach, online? And we'll ask them to stop hammering over there.
Yes, we have Laura from Oakville. You are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Laura. Oh, did we lose her?
I think so. Let me investigate. One moment.
Okay, so we're going to let Zach, our producer, thank you, Zach, investigate. He is out of Seattle, so, you know, we're on opposite sides of the country. You probably notice even the bandwidth. So many people are online. That things are not, they're fuzzy, even I've noticed with technology last night and today. Well, it's okay. It happens, right? So let's just go into this beautiful, beautiful energy of how can you be? Thank you, God. Just tune in and just say, how can I be the beautiful change in this? How can I step forward? And when I say that, people are like, are you being delusional? You got your head in the sand. I'm like, what about delusion? About being kind? About being helpful to people? About being peace? No. The delusion is the fear, the panic, the worry. So That's what it is. We want to create this beautiful new way of coming out of this and coming out of this stronger and better, where you are leading from clarity. Because what happens energetically in your body? So it's literally when you go into fear mode, you start to get all these holes in your energetic field. So obviously you've got an external energetic field and you have an internal field, and they do communicate, but you get these holes. And when you have holes in your field, what happens is that energy from the world, from the collective, it starts to come in, and then it'll scan. So right now your body is scanning all the places. If you go into fear, it's scanning all the places where you have maybe had a memory somewhere on, you know, maybe dying from a virus, or hearing from your family stories about dying and death or poverty or lack. We don't want to go into those. So I'm going to thank that hand of God. Just tune in for a second, and I'm going to bind that Kesa Krista out on every level. That manipulation, interference, energy that's playing with your body. Then it gets in your mind, and then you get that mental virus going. I would say the mind is like a virus. Look right now. It is a virus. More than the virus, the mind is a virus, because there's so much fear being pumped around. And I'm not saying there isn't a virus, and I'm not saying don't take precaution, but guys, you got to use some common sense. Go look at the data. Go look and really research and say, okay, this is happening. I see some truth to it. I see some non-truth to it, but I'm not saying it isn't there. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is your mind becomes the virus, because if it gets onto all this, oh my gosh, what's happening? Yeah, what happens is you start creating more. Then you're going to have, you know, you're going to start creating phantom symptoms when you, you know, rather than going out. And the more positive you stay, the more you can create. And then, you know, yeah, common sense. If you're in a cold climate, take your vitamin D. Like, that's science all day long. You need vitamin D to increase your immune system. Vitamin C, eat good food. Like, common sense will help you also ride through. So let's thank that power of the hand of God for imparting and bringing more common sense into people, because sitting at home eating Twinkies and chips and not taking any vitamins isn't going to help you. That's going to weaken your immune system, and then getting all that fear, right? I'm not saying you can't have a snack. We all like a good cheesy once in a while, but there it is. All right, Zach. You tell, I'm passionate about this, because what I'm seeing right now, I wish I could just explain it all, but unfortunately on the airwaves, I can't. So trust, no, believe. Okay. We'll go back. Is Laura on the line, Zach? Did we fix that up?
Hi. I believe so. Hello? There she is.
Oh, there she is. Hello, Laura.
Oh, hey, Tracy.
We lost you there for a bit. We're having technical stuff, but the whole world's online now. So you know what? Everybody's like, there's issues. Oh, there's a feather that just flew by. Hello. How are we doing through this?
Cool, thank you. You know what, JC? I hear my voice echoing, so I...
It's okay. I'm not sure why that's happening.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I have 3 weeks off.
Amen. Thank you, God, right? What a blessing.
Exactly. It truly is. Like, I'm, like, glad.
Yeah, you get time off. Let's open that up. They will restruct. You can see the government's already talking to you about sending money to everybody, and they will do it. They call it their basic income. They will do it. They're going to find ways to get the businesses going. I know Facebook even said today they got $100 million fund that's going out there. So I, you know what? Thank you. That's a blessing, isn't it?
It truly is, because I don't know. I was going to be like, working my butt off this March break to make some extra cash and all this stuff, and instead it's all stopped.
Yeah,
and it's giving me more time to connect
and just
think about doing my work that I want to do, like my mission or whatever.
Yes, you're taking time to rediscover how your business can be. I'm so proud of you. Let's thank that hand of God of increasing that. I know you got your silver coin. Hold on to that. If you're listening, keep your silver coins in hand. Oh, keep it nice and close. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for increasing this for you, for the clarity. I want you, it's very showing right now. I want you to just take a, you know, piece of paper, pen, doesn't matter what, napkin, and start writing down. It's time for you to step in your mission, because so many people are waking up and you feel that now, don't you?
I do. I really do. And I actually started, I haven't picked up a pen in a while, and last night I opened up my TLC book, that, you know, journal book. Mm-hmm. And I started writing my big dreams in there.
Yes.
And I actually, one part of my dream that I went to write, it actually got me emotional and I couldn't stop crying.
Yeah, you know, because these are coming true now, and this is what people don't get. Out of this is going to birth huge, huge new opportunities for so many people, and that's what we need to focus on. I always say it's like, you remember when the typewriter went away? You had to, if you were a typewriter builder or repairman, you had to find something different. This is what's so exciting right now. So exciting. I'm so love you. Thank you for calling in. I send you so many blessings. Just have a bath and escape for a bit. You're in your house and just love your family. And I send you so much love. So much love.
Thank you, Tracy. I'm so grateful for you and all the wonderful things you do for everybody. And
thank you.
You're such an earth angel. Thank you, Tracy.
Well, we're online. We are here during this time because we are going to uplift humanity, because that's our job. And together we will grow together. We always say that.
Exactly.
Lots of love. All right, Zach, I think we have Barb on the line from Kitchener.
Yes, Barb from Kitchener. You are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Are you there, Barb?
I am.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Tracy.
Are you having fun during this lockdown?
Actually, I'm doing fine. I'm having fun watching everybody else go crazy.
I know. Isn't it great? We did our work. I say to people, get on the train. We'll help you through it. Thank you, God.
Yeah. And I really do appreciate the group. I mean, that's my, it's the group and all you do for us, the radio show, the call you're doing tonight, you know, the TLC community, Miraculous, Evolutionary. I can't even imagine what I would do without all that.
Yeah, this is really that time of community. And I'm glad you said we've been saying that. You've heard me say this for a long time. You've been in our community and you've heard me say we were going to come through massive change. You've heard me say we need community. We need to help each other prepare. And I'm going to say, I know you're prepared. You're prepared for the change to go to the better, but you're prepared emotionally, financially, spiritually, because you've been doing your work. And, you know, I can't thank you enough. And now you get to help other people understand how to rise during this.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things I want to ask you.
Absolutely.
About. And you probably are aware that my father's supposed to come home from Cuba on Friday.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, you know, everything's safe there because, you know, he has a lung problem.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm a little concerned about my 33-year-old daughter as well, who's a junior kindergarten teacher in England.
Yeah.
You know, she's healthy, although school is, rumor has it that school will be let out on Friday.
Yes.
But you know how kids carry germs.
Yeah.
She's all alone. I don't want her, you know, tied up in her flat, in her one, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know you and I share similar things with our loved ones in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to, some of them have to stay there, your daughter, my daughter. She looks okay. We got to get your dad home. His immune system's a little bit weak. So we let's strengthen that for him. Thank you, God. Let's cover him with that supernatural space of blessing of increasing the frequency of the body. Get him home and then get him settled in. It looks like you can see, it's really weird right now energetically. I know the airports are reporting a lot of craziness, but there's also lulls happening in the airport. So we should be, let's get him in through the lull. So we can get him home, get him in, and it looks like he'll be fine. We just gotta keep it. He does need to isolate. So I will tell you guys, I know I have some parents that are going through some really heavy lung stuff right now too. And that is a case. But that's a case if you have, it's not only this, like flus, colds, like people, you should be washing your hands. You should never leave without washing your hands. You should never leave without doing any of that. If anything, I hope this place, because it's literally, I have many different things I see energetically, but like anything, cold flu season hits us every year. I get this is a different strain the way they're talking about it, but at the same time, we have to also put in perspective that people, you got to wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home. I don't care what time you're, I don't care what we're going through. I remember so many times sending people home. I would work. I managed show like hundreds of people and I'd look, I'm like, why are you here? You have a cold. This was years ago, 10 years ago. I'm like, get the heck out of my office. I don't even want to see you in the building until you're better. Oh, it's not a big deal. Everyone goes to work sick. Like, okay, for humanity, if you're sick, stay home anyways, you know, like, because we do, these are the things that affect your father or my stepmother. These are the things that do it. So it looks good. Your daughter, it might be a little bit boring there for her, but she's going to be okay. There, I'm not flagging anything with her. We'll keep on that with you. You're in the community. These are the kind of things when you're in our community. I'll stay on this with you, your family. Yes, there's going to be a lot of people leaving, but these are the people leaving that have asked to go in 2012. These are not, there's other things going on here, guys. You got to get educated on, but she looks good and Barb will stay with her. She does her, if I was her, I'd make sure her vitamin D and C though are being well taken. Even a really good, she could use a really good probiotic. So those would be some things if she can pick them up now. I believe pharmacies are staying open, health food stores, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But even if she can order it, I ordered some different probiotic on Amazon and my vitamin D, I was getting low. And just because to keep the systems extra strong. So she's flagging that that would be good for her. So do that and let's get your dad home. It looks like he'll be home, no problem.
I just talked to her about the vitamin D and she goes, oh, it's sunny here now. And I'm like, come on, just do it.
No, the levels of vitamin D actually don't increase in our systems until about May. So we don't get the full levels that we need from the sun. So it's not like if you're in Mexico or the Dominican or Cuba or whatever, right? So we really need to make sure that we get that going. Yeah. So tell her that and we will stay on it with you, okay?
Great. Thank you. Really.
Thank you, Barb. Lots of love. I'll see you in a couple hours again on the evolutionary. We will see you. All right, Zach. I think we have Anne-Marie from Toronto on the line as well.
Yes, Anne-Marie from Toronto. You are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Tracy. Oh, my goodness.
So much love.
I first of all, I want to say how wonderful it is to be able to connect with you. And I do have an echo, so I don't know why.
All the calls do. I don't know. Maybe Zach will figure that out.
Okay. It's kind of hard to talk when you have an echo. But anyway.
I know.
I just want to say thank you for all the work that you're doing with the community. And I've been kind of delving into everything, and it has been my savior to be able to do all your prayers and cleansings and so forth and to connect with the TLC community. So thank you. You are an absolute goddess.
Aww. You guys are going to make me cry. You know, but this is... I'm just so grateful you're here and doing your work and waking up. Like when I first met you, which wasn't that long ago to now, look at how much more peace you have and strength.
I know. Fate brought me to your, or I'm going to call it fate, brought me to your workshop. And since then, I've been trying to do all the work that I possibly can. And I must say that your TLC community, your TLC team is incredible because I've become more techie than I ever have before.
We have a live body. We'll give a shout out. Yeah, you know, Julie's one of our main heads over there. And yeah, she saves a lot of people's butts. So don't worry about it. We'll give a good shout out to her. She's been helping people become tech people. She's probably become a better tech person herself.
Well,
our
amazing
tech guys, we do have a couple of them, but yeah, she tends to be the one that'll hop on to help you guys live. So yes, we give her a
show. So I do have a question for you.
Sure.
I've been struggling, of course, especially at this time when you're kind of in close quarters with your family.
Yes.
And I was away for about 3 weeks and it was more of a healing. And for me, it was a healing trip for me.
Yeah.
And a lot of it came up in under relationship. And when I got back, I didn't clear issues that I really wanted to clear. But now I'm not quite sure. My question to you is, how do you know whether the issues that you're facing is something that you yourself have to continue to work on, or is it actually the situation? How do you decipher what it is? Is it because for me, you know, I look at the relationship and I say, okay, it looks like I'm done. But then again, I turn around and then I say, well, maybe I have to do a little bit more work. And why is it that these are coming out and there's an attitude that's coming out? Is it a reflection of myself that I have to work on?
Yeah, this is actually a great question. I'm burping because I'm starting to clear up the energy. So it goes, we have to increase and override for clarity. And a lot of times we need to do, there's things that I like to, this is how I like to gauge it for action. This is a great question is, while you've been making the changes, you have to make sure that's being received on the other side. So it's not just one person. So like when I went through my divorce, I kept making the changes, but he wasn't making the changes. And I stayed, you know, it took me, I think it was 3 years, we separated. And then it was 3 years later before we got back together before it was finally ended. What I noticed was as you keep doing your work and you start to come more into compassion and kindness, and you start to reflect and see truthfully, you're asking yourself truthfully, is there something else I can do about this? You're shifting the energy. You're looking at again, truthfully, do I need to change my words? So that's what, you know, we do as aware people. But if their behavior isn't changing and they're like, no, I just want to be the same way. I want to do things the same way. It's all you. It's all you. It's never all just one person. So what happens is the more that comes up, then you start to pull, the imprints pull apart more. It can be romantic, it can be friends, it can be children. It works the same way. So the imprints start to pull apart. So the more you start to really get into alignment with what serves you, how you feel good, you're like, okay, I am not reacting as much. I can go out and I feel really good. But when I come back to this person, it's explosion. It's, you can start to see, have they truthfully changed? And you got to be real with yourself and say, not just about what you exactly want, but are they making the changes? Are they doing different actions so you guys can keep rising together? If not, there becomes such a separation that they have to go on their path and you have to go on your path. So a lot of times too, I ask the bodies if you can take a break from each other. And when you go away from each other, you're not in the field, how do you feel? And then really we'll strengthen this right now. Thank you, God. I'll move some karma and I can move some imprints and past life connections and vows and oaths. We can get rid of all that. Thank you, God. And we can override that for more clarity and truth. So the body becomes more sensitive. So basically, if that person is not responding, what happens is you will become more frustrated over and over and over again. So this is how we watch. This is how we observe. And if you come back and you're like, I'm still really irritated, this is also the place to say, you know what? I've noticed that, I'll use this as an example. I notice every time I'm around you, you snap all the time. But I really require you to talk to me in kindness and communication so we can have a good discussion. I'm not saying we have to agree on everything, but how can we have a good discussion? If they're like, it's all you, that's who we want, and they start blowing up your face, you got some pretty clear answers there. The energy is too far disconnected. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
As a lot of empaths, we tend to stay a lot longer than we need to in things. It doesn't mean that people can't go apart and come back together. But when people really love you and you're understanding this work, it's like, what do you require from me? And what do I require from you? And we work towards that because it's important to the other person. But if it's not changing like that, sometimes you need that real separation. And when you go away and come back, you start to realize, oh, and like I said, this time is going to be like, let's get real with all the people in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I am feeling there'll be a lot of people, I don't want to say, but there is a lot of relationships you can see that are going to, just in general around the world, are going to be pulling apart. There's a lot that are going to come together in more strength and renewed, but that's just because they're on for better things. That's it. It's okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tracy. I really appreciate everything that you do.
You're welcome. I love you so much, and we will see you tonight on the call again, and we'll keep moving through.
Yes, absolutely. Love.
Lots of love. Thank you. Bye, Emery. All right, we got Michael from Calgary.
Yes, Michael from Calgary. You are live on the Tracy O'Clark Show. Are you there, Michael?
Yes. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Michael. You were able to call in. No school today.
Yeah, well, my practicum got canceled, so I won't have school for a long time.
Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, God. That's a blessing.
It is a blessing, and I've been sitting here thinking about the way I want my life to look differently because I came recently to the realization that I actually don't want to have a full-time job, and I wasn't even sure at some point if I wanted to finish my degree, but I know that I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching, so I haven't really decided how that's going to look like or if I need to even know how that's going to look like. But I guess there's a couple areas that I'm working with right now. And I'm trying to decide how I can be more in service, and also how I can take care of my income, because as you know, I really want to go to the passive income. So I'm trying to look at my finances and look at what's going on in the world. See how can I move things around differently? I'm wondering if I can maybe get some insight on what I should maybe be doing more of, or get what I mean.
Yeah, energetically, you look more prepared than most of the world. So that's good.
Okay, good. I don't feel prepared.
You're prepared. I know our Miraculous Academy, we're going to talk a lot more about that. I know you're in there as well. I'm going to do a Zoom call for all of you. So to help you see that and see what feels right for you. And you can talk to your people about that. Part of when you're moving the energy too, and you're looking at, I'm just looking at your field here and the finances space, is just to trust that you're making, you know, you've got your fingers in a little bit of each pie. You're making that right decision and feeling it, right? Like I was saying before, you can have all the knowledge if you want, but it's good to take your knowledge. Like we know that for 46 times in history, for example, this you can Google and find it out, we've had a lot of mini financial readjustments and recessions and things that get clear. We also know that every 90 years, this I'm not telling you, this is an energy, this is actual fact, 90 years, we get a complete economic reset. We're in the 90 years, right? So we also know when we went off the gold standard that all this fiat money was being printed. This is just fact knowledge. So, you know, we'll probably, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, don't quote me on this. I'm just seeing energetically, I wouldn't be surprised if we move something back to a gold standard. I just wouldn't, because we have to get rid of the mess that's been created with all this financial garbage so people can live better and be better. So, you know, we're in a 90-year reset. We are in a reset. What does it look like? Who knows? But, you know, if you got your fingers in a little bit of everything, you know you're okay. You seem to have done that. That looks good in your field. But it's trusting then. It's connecting into that hand of God. And also I'm going to increase that everything is really shifting. So what we'll do, thank you, God, I'm going to cut this off for everyone right now, where you have some past life information that's resonating and manipulating the field around your finances and putting you into fear or putting you into uncertainty and not trusting that that's moving because you don't have enough knowledge connected with the awareness overriding. So that's not you, but I'm going to clean up wherever there is any of that in your field. And we also all have to clean that up. Thank you, God, and override and impart clarity, overflow, divine miracles, into information, you know, creative solutions. Let's increase that in everybody's field where you take that in and say, oh, wow, I got this creative solution right now. I was able to kind of understand what was going on, what's happening in the world, and make action. I also don't see you, I don't know right now, because the school systems are going to change a lot over the next couple of years once we get back into the swing of things. It does look like this virus looks like it's going to go as quick as it came in. That's great. It looks like even in the economy, April, May, June, it's good. It looks very rocky up and down energetically, but it does look like there's some time there for some prosperity. Doesn't mean I'm going into the stock market, but if you have good guidance or know, understand that, fine. But it's sort of that this new, it's this birth, but I'd be surprised. I don't know. You're on the fence right now, energetically, like you're split. If you're going to actually finish school based on how the way school's going to go. But you might not need to, because it looks like you're going to have a very sound ability financially to move around the way you want to. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's resonating with me. And one thing that I was working on this morning is the deep-seated fear that if I'm not making money by having, like, saving it and trading time for money and all that, because that's how I originally started to get my money. Somehow if I start to move money into different areas, like if I put a bunch into crypto, for example, then I could lose everything, and then it would take years to get that back.
Okay, let's remove the fears, because as we've been moving, like even today, I went to get tea and I couldn't use cash. I had to use a digital form of payment. Things are going to go a lot more digital. How they do that, I don't know what that looks like, but you can see we will be leaving the world of time to money and cash, and it's leaving. You can see that. How long it takes, who knows? I think it's got a good span of, they could do it really fast, but you know, I'm not seeing it like tomorrow kind of thing. But let's remove, that's just years and years of past information about time for money. So let's remove that. Imagine if the diversification you did allowed a huge amount of wealth to come through. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So when you're diversified, people, diversification isn't everything in the stock market. And I know, you know, to me, that's not diversification. This is only my opinion. If you have all your money diversified in the stock market, that's not diversification. But if you have, you know, your real estate, maybe you got some stocks, maybe you got some silver, you got some gold, you got some crypto, like you got some cash, that to me is diversification. One goes down, the other's up. That's just my personal opinion. You can take it or leave it. But to me, if one goes down, one's going to go up. Something will float you, right? So this is where I want to increase. How does that feel now in your body? How does that feel truthfully that you have that diversification, because we're leaving trading time for money? Imagine a world where you don't have to have that. Imagine a world where you can be taken care of and you don't have to trade time for money.
When I tune into that, like the prospect of not having to trade time for money and it just flows, it feels really good and really light. Like it feels really good. It feels very free.
Yeah.
So I guess I just need to tune in, spend more time tuning into that maybe, and bring that awareness into my life.
Yeah, so I'm going to pull that in. So let's thank that hand of God of bringing in the awareness of the truth of what the body's telling you and how you've been sort of set up and placed, and all the awareness as we leave an old system into a new system. So let's bridge the old to the new for everyone listening, and to have more inner guidance. And let's thank that hand of God of wiping out the old space, literally like a chalkboard. Let's wash it all off of how we functioned, and strengthen, thank you God, everybody's field to the new way of functioning. We're letting go of the old to the new. How does that feel?
In my body, it feels about the same, but it feels really good for me to just let go of the old and go into the new.
Yeah. So you know what I would suggest the action step for here? I always like to give people action steps. Have fun with your money. Look at it. Be creative. Say, where else can I move some things around? But you're looking just fine. Right now, you're looking. You've
Thank
done
you.
A good job.
Like, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah, pat yourself on the back.
Thanks,
yes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well done, Michael. Go have some fun and just stay connected, and let's keep on going.
Thank you. And I really appreciate everything you've been doing. It's been nice to pop onto the Facebook and catch some of your live videos and just go on and be like, oh my gosh, I feel this. And then, oh, I feel fine. Right?
Yeah. Well, we'll be staying with you. We're not going anywhere. You're going to see a lot more stuff. We're going to keep on plowing through. So if being in the Miraculous Academy, we're going to have a lot more Zoom calls. You guys can get interactive, a lot more stuff while we're all at home riding this through. We'll do it together. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks. Lots of love. All right. We have Jennifer on the line. Is that correct, Zach?
Yes. We have Jennifer from Toronto. You are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Jennifer. Hello?
Hold on.
Can
we get her?
Are you there?
Okay, we can go to, I don't know. Oh, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. We weren't sure.
Okay. Hi, I'm calling in again.
Yeah, what's your question or thought?
This is not for me today. I'm just asking you a couple questions. I have quite a few people working on the front lines. So I'm asking for a special prayer for all of them, because some of them have actually, gotten in.
Well, they're in contact with all the sick people in the world all the time beyond the virus too, right, which makes it worse. So let's just thank that hand of God for just tuning into all your loved ones and all the people. We're just going to thank the hand of God of putting in some supernatural blessings and overflow for all our medical people, people in the hospitals, people that are scared that are in the hospitals, the elderly people. And let's ask for a supernatural creative miracle and solution of literally wiping and killing out this enemy spirit of this virus on every level and every layer, and overriding and imparting and speaking in the truth, the health, the increased immune systems, the safety of the people that we love and that we care about, but to really ask for that whole global healing on the body, the soul, and the spirit, and restoration and regeneration and recreation. That this just wipes out as quickly as it came in, and the people start to come back together and increase their immune systems like never before. Thank you, God.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. And another question I'm going to ask, you know that my mom is a snowbird and she's in the rural part.
Yeah.
So she's not planning to come home anytime soon. So I'm just asking for a special prayer for her too.
Yeah, we'll do some increase. She looks like she's kind of in her own little bubble right now, so that's good. She looks okay right there where she is, and probably it looks a lot better for her there than here at this place and time. So there's a blessing that she is there right now. Yeah. Even for her health, it looks better for her to be there. Yeah. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it's also funny, as you said, that this is bringing people together. Because, as you know, my ex is actually scared and he's actually reaching out to me. So I'm seeing where you're saying that this is actually drawing people together.
Thank you, God. It's about what's important. Put it, they can put down their little pitchforks and their, I want this money and screw you and time to say. Because in these times, I think that's the biggest gift I'm seeing is we'll come together and we'll grow together. A lot of forgiveness is going to happen and a lot of people are going to stand tall together. So let's keep blessing that. It's amazing for you and for your son. So thank you, God. Thank you.
And thank you again, Tracy. And thanks for the community. Wishing you all the best.
Lots of love. All right. I think we have Susan on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, we have Susan from Stony Creek. You're live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. I am. I'm happy.
So am I. So am I. It's quite a shift.
Yeah. What's your question today? Or thought?
Been dealing with some... a lot of self-care, doing a lot of self-care.
Yeah, a lot of self-care.
I'm finding that I'm having issues in my throat.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's sinus related or if it's something on not releasing.
Yeah, there. Well, it always, the things in the body come back to something that is stuck in the emotional camp that sticks into the liver space as it cleans out all the organs. So we're going to increase the immune system. Body, we're going to increase. It looks a little bit tired. We're going to increase the adrenals. But I've got to actually start to clean out the stomach. So it looks like there is some bacteria in the stomach that's affecting the throat as well. So we'll remove that. And I'm going to remove also accumulation of toxins out of the body. So toxins are also... their combination of medicine, cigarettes, alcohol, stuff like that. So we're just going to start to pull some of that down. It looks like it's been a little bit clouded, but it's going into the stomach area. So we'll start to remove that. Thank you, God. And we'll override to impart the increase of the immune system to bring up that health as the rest of that starts to move out. And then the throat should start to settle down a little bit. You might start to gag, cough. You might even looks like spit up a few things. Don't worry about it. We're just going to let it clear. We got to increase also your water. Your fluids need to, but it's showing more water just to sort of drain out some of the system as the energy is moving through. Don't go crazy. We don't need to do that, but just enough to get that energy out. But we're going to really command in that the healthy gut bacteria starts to increase. So the emotions that were suppressed around, you know, not being seen and not being heard, you still got some more of those emotions that are also coming out. And now you're really working during this time of having some isolation. You can feel on top of the collarbone. I'll start to remove that. It's really getting back to, you know, what is Susan going to do to really step up when this is over and you can come back out into the world. So you might, that's also sitting there. So we're going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to run this for you, about 12 hours of that energy. We're going to just put in, I'll increase the vibration a little bit stronger. How does your body feel right now while we shift that?
Feeling better, and I'm surprised, and I'm not surprised.
Surprised the what I do with
my next question was about my gut.
Yeah, that's the gut, exactly. So the adrenals and the kidney, and that's that gut repair. Like that's why I'm going to run this for 12 hours. We got to run it through the small and large intestine. It's like a glue, a thick white glue.
Yeah.
Because we got to get the intestine strong, but the things you've had to process, your body's trying to let go of them. The emotions, the hurt. I'm going to remove a bunch of word curses from self and other people that look like there's another level ready to come out. So that might give you some diarrhea too, just FYI.
All right.
Sound good?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. All right. Thanks for calling in. Have an incredible day.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Lots of love. You know what? I know we still have callers on the line. We're busy, busy. I'm sorry. We couldn't get to everybody. It's like already almost top of the hour. But I want to encourage you to come to TracyLClark.com because like you've heard, we've got this community helping and supporting. sign up for the free. You get a clearing out the weeds, which is a great time to be doing that right now. But when you log in to the credentials you get, it will take you to a homepage. On that homepage, you're going to get all the login details for our call tonight, March 17th. But I will be doing other things there as well. If it also shows you the link to come to the Facebook page where we're doing a lot of lives. We're answering your questions. We're here. We're showing up for you. The Miraculous Academy, I'm with them 5 days a week. If you need support or you want more support for you and your family, there's over 100 videos in there that you can watch, or 200 videos from past clearings, activations, everything I do in our community, whether you're in the Effortless Academy or the Miraculous Academy or the clearings, they're live. Like if you're current in there, you can watch the old stuff and you'll get cleaned out. But every video I put out every day, it's what's going on. It's like right now, what do we need to shift right now? It's not just, and it's focusing on every area of your life. So your relationship, your connection to the God consciousness and the God of your understanding, your finances, like a lot of the people that have listened, they're prepared for this because we've been talking about it for 2-3 years. That's what I was saying with Barb earlier. She's prepared. She's prepared financially, emotionally, spiritually. Like she's connected on our health, like knowing what to do, getting her health strong, understanding, as I did Body Regeneration Method. I'm the creator of the Body Regeneration Method and Academy, teaching you what is your body telling you? How can you work with your body, the physiology of your body? This is a great time of words. What right now, what are you speaking into the world? Are you speaking pain and suffering and fear? Or are you speaking in, thank you, God, I may have a little fear right now, but are you pleading your case? Are you like, we're going to talk about that tonight. How do you plead your case? How do you go to court with God and say, hey, what's happening here? The God of your understanding. We're going to talk about that tonight. But it's really about knowing what is currently happening. So yes, you can go back through these hundreds of videos, clearings, prayer activations, Evolutionary Academy. I think we have, I could be wrong, but I think there's like 20 some prayers in there that really help you and clean out your belief system, clean out your financial system. How do you activate a better immune system? There's pineal pituitary thymus clearings on there so you can keep your pineal nice and clean and get clarity. So there's all these really cool things and it's all current. We're gone. We are moving to a digital online era. And, you know, yes, there'll be events and in-person speakings and stuff. We're all going to come back online. But a lot of holographs, a lot of online stuff. It's coming, guys. We are into the new. I want to thank that hand of God for you for embracing the new. This is a time of the great change we've been talking about. This is a time where people will leave the planet, but it just be there. Support them. Encourage them. Thank you, God. Encourage the families. And most of all, I want to encourage you. This is our time to rise together, to shine bright, to stand in the world, to be the light, and to be bigger. And this is what you've been preparing for. If you've been in this community, you've been preparing to rise. It is your time. And thank the hand of God. Declare that, take that, embrace that. And as our community will still be here. So join me tonight, 7 p.m., tracyalclark.com. Get on our Facebook. We're going to keep helping each other. Because when we come together, your dreams, your creation, your manifestations will come quicker together. None of us can do this alone. The days of alone are over. You got to get out of your head and into your heart. I love you all. We will see you right here next week. Same time, same space on Transformation Talk Radio, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Join me, please, next week with Janet Angela Mills, where we're going to have an incredible connection and conversation. Why it's time to get right with the God of your understanding and stay there for the rest of your life. Have a great week, guys.
Thank you for listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracyalclark.com.